Pleasant greetings, Shree here, and welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? And in front of me today, I have Roommade by Saraya Wilson. This book is 290 pages long, so halfway through, it's 145 pages. It is written first-person narrative, and the main character, whose point of view you get, is Madison Huntington. Did I say that right? I don't know. Yeah, I think I did. And her best friend is Shay Simmons. And there's her other friend. There's a friend circle. You know, sometimes you have a circle of friends. Is Delia Hawthorne. Now, this is a romance novel. So, who is her interest? Tyler Roth, who would be her roommate. All right. This book was published by an Amazon publishing company, Montlake. Who knew? Well, now you do. Okay. As far as profanity in this book, it is a very clean book. There's no profanity. The raunch meter, suggestive with minimal contact. Yeah, I'm halfway through. I don't know if it gets any raunchier. You know, halfway through, you haven't read the whole book at the halfway point. Anywho, the topics or, you know, interests in this book or themes, yeah. That's a better word, themes. There's family drama, supportive friends, dog companionship, the little buggers. As far as the book is concerned and the story, let's see if I can get a little into it without getting into it. Madison, from the back cover, Madison is determined to live her dreams. Just, you know, and her dream is not in line with what her family wants for her, or what her family wants for her family. Anywho, so she needs a place to live, and she accepts room and board in order to have that place to live. All she has to do is clean and take care of the roommate's dog. The roommate in question, or that I am speaking of, is Tyler Roth, yes, who she may or may not be attracted to, okay? I mean, come on, she is attracted to this guy. That's what I just said. He's the romantic interest. Anywho, so of course there are going to be some dillies and dallies that happen. What are dillies and dallies? I don't know. Let's just say incidents. Some things that come up. Can she clean? Like I said, she's from a wealthy family. And she was kind of spoiled. Can she clean? Can she take care of a dog? I don't know. Well, actually, I do know. But just in case you don't, it's not my place to tell you. I'm just here to tell you a few things, you know? Is it clean as far as profanity? Yes, it is. The raunch meter, like I said, suggestive with minimal contact. As far as me reading the book and continuing, will I continue to read this book? Yes, okay, absolutely. I thought that this romance, looking at it, yes, I was judging a book by its cover. Looking at it, I thought, yeah, this might be one of those sappy, corny romance novels, but it's not. I thought this was my kind of book with the author's tone on page 2. Okay, I'm in. Okay? Because I figured, okay, this is going to be one of those snarky tones, and I'm in and I'm here for it and I'm loving it, okay? I'm here for it. So, am I going to finish that? I told you. Yes, I'm going to finish that. Plus the fact that of course, you're going to get these instances where you're thinking, will it, won't it, is it, don't it? That's not really, but whatever. Right before I stop, I get this sort of moment, and I'm like, "Did what? You gotta keep going." And I would like to finish, so I probably should do that, you know, until next time.